It's a Reaction Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to hear from you via Twitter at Browns_Daily. We'll also be taking your calls during this hour, 216-578-0850. The best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop with new arrivals each week. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Going to hear now from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Sat down with him a little while ago, and give it a listen. Coach, I know you want to get the win, and the bottom line, that's really all that matters. It did seem, however, like there were some positives to take out of this game legitimately.
Yeah, there were. I mean, it's always disappointing when you lose, and it was a very hard-fought game against an outstanding team, and playing at Arrowhead is a challenge for us. We felt like we had opportunities to be able to do it, but there were some things that we did do well, and I think that you look at the play of Jason Campbell. I thought he came in and did a great job in terms of, you know, managing the game and jumping in there. No turnovers. He was able to make some plays, make some throws that really helped us, and I think his leadership helped us as well. We were able in the second half, particularly on defense, really played the kind of dominant defense that we all want to play on a consistent basis. And then I think there were some good things from a situational standpoint, that we can carry on and build on.
Breaking down Jason's game, first of all, did he exceed expectations coming in with no real – I mean, he had a week of preparation, but this was the guy who for the first time for just the days leading up to this game had a chance to work with the starting offense, had not been in live – game tempo action in a while. So were your expectations somewhat modest, or did he do exactly what you thought he would do?
Well, he did what I thought he would do in a lot of respects. Some of the things I just mentioned, you never know until a guy gets into a game in terms of some of the communication efficiency things that, you know, with being on the road and being in a place like Arrowhead, being super loud, you never know exactly how those are going to go, and I thought that he really did an outstanding job of that.
He gave your team a spark, and clearly the offense responded to him. Is he that kind of gravitating player? Do you think it's the experience that players are looking at around him and responding to, or is it just the way he kind of runs things?
I think both. I think you look at his experience and the success he's had in this league, the way he carries himself. He has a real good presence and demeanor with the younger guys, and has done a lot in the course of the last few months of helping some of those younger guys out. He does things after practice and so forth. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it, and the guys responded to him.
Ultimately, this game came down to a very slow start from which you never recovered. You did have a dominant second half, but as dominant as you were on both sides of the ball in the second half, the lack thereof in the first two quarters cost you dearly. So what is the issue? What do you, as you try to put your finger on it, Coach, why the slow start all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. Our early execution is really how I'd phrase it more than anything. As you go in and you look at the tape and you study the things as they came up, whether it was a breakdown, whether it was a mental, whether it was something that we didn't do from an assignment standpoint, or making a play early in the game, on offense to extend drives, and on defense to get off the field, some penalties, things like that are basically execution issues and guys doing their job.
Generally speaking, I mean, even early in the game, your offensive line did a remarkable job against the top sack team in the NFL, only allowing one sack in the entire game, and they'd come in with 35, the Chiefs. So what do you attribute that to? Because the line has had some up and downs all season. It seemed like they put it all together. Was that as much them or more so just because Jason Campbell is back there making those quick decisions and having good pocket awareness?
Well, it was a combination of a number of things. I think the offensive line really did step up, and they did their best job of protecting. We knew that going into the game there was going to be a lot of one-on-ones, and our guys responded. I thought the tight ends and the backs did a good job from a responsibility standpoint and doing what they needed to do to help with the protections. And Jason got the ball out and then was able to escape at times when some of the protections did break down, and he was able to extend the plays and make plays.
Rob Jasinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Reaction Monday edition. Coach, as we look at the bad news, the worst news to come out of this game, is the loss of Travis Benjamin. You announced earlier today, torn ACL, done for the year. How big of a blow is it to this team?
Well, it hurts. He's a big part of what we do on special teams in the return game. You know, he's had an outstanding season so far. And, you know, really I just had a chance to sit down and talk with him. He's in good spirits, as good as you could be right now. And, you know, anxious to get going and be able to get back to and return to the level that he was at, which he'll be able to do. You know, we'll have guys and we'll step up and we'll find a way and it's, you know, the next guy up. And in the punt return, Devon, he'll be the punt returner for us. And then we'll, as far as backups go, we'll look for, we know Joe Hayden is there as a possibility as a backup. And then a guy that just joined us, Jordan Poyers, has some experience with that as well. And then in the kickoff return game, we've had two guys, Vazi Whitaker, who's been doing it, and Greg Little, who's done it before. So, you know, I think that I look at the execution on the kickoff return game, our blocking is improving, which I think is really helping our return game.
Devon Best, the fumble that he had on that late punt, which was very, very costly as you were trying. Probably your best chance to rally would have been right then if you had had possession of the ball. So no trepidation putting him as the next man up in light of that play?
No, Devon is a guy who you can't ask for anything more from as a player, from the effort, the approach, what he does. He's a true pro. He... In that case, I think was just trying to do too much and trying to make a play, and you know, just needed to look it in, obviously. And but I have all the faith in the world in Devon, both as a receiver and as a punt returner, and he'll do whatever he needs to do to get it right the next time.
The defense, again, a tale of two halves with this group. Ultimately, finishing with six sacks, which is impressive. Ray Horton had talked about wanting to be more aggressive and expecting things to be much better. And we saw that, and we saw the difference that it made in the second half. But in the first half, the Chiefs getting so much success, especially with those screen passes to Jamal Charles and to Dexter McCluster, just those two guys alone hurting this team so much. It wasn't anything they were doing in any deep passing game, because that's not their game, but killing you with all those dinks and dunks. How did that ultimately get fixed?
Yeah, the reality of it is we talked about the execution, it's about guys doing their job, and we did a better job of that in the second half. And guys came out, and that was a big focal point at halftime, as I and everybody else talked to our guys, was it's about stepping up and doing your job. And I said it a little more emphatically and in a little different voice and maybe some different words, but that was the bottom line message, and I think that came from everywhere. And the guys did it, and so there was really not a lot different. There was a few minor adjustments, but it was the same calls, mostly the same plays, the same things, the same defense, and guys were doing a better job of doing their job and executing.
The running game, I guess, fell into a similar category. Not that you had a great day running the football at all, because you had so much to make up for in the first half. But after minus 1 yard in the first half, you got in a little more of a rushing groove in the second half. And ultimately, Coach, you know you're going to need a lot more from that area to have some success. So what are your thoughts on what the state of this running game is and as you see it going forward?
Well, in the first half, we didn't have a lot of plays to begin with. We had three straight three and outs, and then had a two-play touchdown drive, and then had a two-minute drive. So really there were three series that we would have had opportunities to run the ball. We have to convert on third down. We have to get some drives going, and when we can do that, we'll get into a rhythm, and we'll mix the run and the pass like we did and like you saw in the second half, and like you've seen in a number of other games where we get into that good rhythm. It's really just a matter, again, of us executing to where we can get into a rhythm and play offense and mix it the way we want to mix it, ideally.
Baltimore Ravens coming up, a team that you saw earlier this year, and really a close game, a winnable game, but for some offensive production. That's really all you needed was maybe a few plays, a couple of plays, and you didn't get them. Are you feeling that a little better about that, just in light of the momentum, hopefully, that you have from the second half of this Kansas City game to take into that Baltimore game?
Yeah, I mean, we approach every game the same, and obviously this is a division game, so it magnifies the importance of that is that much more. They're coming off a bye, so obviously they're going to have a wrinkle or two. And you know, we're going to focus hard on this week and approach it the same way. And we got a lot of things we have to get corrected from our standpoint, and then you know, get ready to play them.
All right,
challenge they bring.
Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Vic.